Welcome to the Nerdcast podcast version 2.0. This is Jay, and I sat down with Matt and Donor, and we kind of went back to basics and talked some of the stuff that we've always enjoyed talking about. So we talked about AB versus the craft beer world, the relevancy of the Academy Awards, what movies we're looking forward to this year, and stuff we've watched recently. Cue the music.
I'll let some alcohol flow and get back to you.
Nice. Are you drinking right now?
No, but I'm thinking about it, actually.
You should.
Spirit of things.
You should be.
I'm just giving it some serious consideration right now.
All right, well, first thing I want to touch on was today's beer market. So earlier in the year, Anheuser-Busch was acquiring quite a few craft breweries. They acquired Rate Beer, which is one of the like user rating systems. And it's caused kind of a stir in the craft beer world where they've made their own logo to put on bottles so people know what is truly craft beer and what is an AB craft brewery. I know I'm more on the craft side. Matt is more on the like AB mass-produced stuff. Toner's kind of right in the middle. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that. I mean, does that impact what you buy when you're drinking?
Not at all.
Not for me. I try, you know, pretty much anything and everything.
Yeah.
And I just saw an article. I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw most of the title. I think it was 2 days ago or something. It talked about Anheuser-Busch, or it was a Budweiser, falling off the like top three beers in the States or something.
No, Budweiser is now in fourth place as far as the highest selling beer in the United States, I believe. I think it was domestic. Where Bud Light was like number one. Coors Light was number two. I think Miller Lite was three and Budweiser was four, if I remember the article. I heard it on the radio, actually, is where I heard it. I was like,
I'm not
surprised by that at all, you know, because of the people going towards the craft beers and the fact that people are more towards drinking light beers because there's more people more health conscious as far as if they're going to drink a beer, they probably want to be more of a diet beer, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just find it funny because the hardcore beer snobs will sit there and just rip on AB. But then on Black Friday when Bourbon County Stouts come out, they're lining up going to every store, like getting the maximum they can of them, even though that's technically an AB product.
I wonder if they're more against just the actual Budweiser and Bud Light, like the lagers themselves, versus the actual brewery. Because I guarantee you most of those people don't even know what AB owns, because actually InBev owns AB, and InBev owns the majority of the market. Because I thought at one point, wasn't InBev also trying to buy out Miller?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did that sale fall through?
I don't know if it ever went through or not. But, I mean, I saw with Wicked Weed was the last big one that they bought, and everyone swore off Wicked Weed. And that's kind of how it was with Breckenridge when they bought them. And
Well, here's the issue with that. If AB or InBev doesn't change the actual recipe of the brew, then what does it matter who's selling it to you?
Yeah, I guess they just don't want the money going back to AB. They'd rather support like their local small brewery, which I get.
Yeah.
But
I get that. But don't you think that those guys that do that small thing, if they were bought out, don't you think they wanted to be bought out? Otherwise, they would just tell InBev to go take a hike.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, because most brewers probably want that to happen. They probably want InBev to buy them out so that you know they don't have to work anymore.
Well,
that's
yeah,
what I'd want.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I mean, when I talked with Breckenridge earlier in the year, they said AB just leaves them alone. All that's happened is they've had a higher quality control put in place, but they're allowed to do what they were doing before. They didn't change recipes. And for someone like Goose Island, AB's actually taken over producing the stuff like the 312 and like the big ones that they mass produce now, so they can focus on releasing new beers and working on like Bourbon County and stuff.
Which is that's what they want them to do. It's a smart business plan from Budweiser to say, you guys will take care of the stuff that's already approved, that already has a proven market. you guys go find your next big market, and when that hits big, we'll make more money.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just good. It's good business.
And it gives the smaller breweries bigger distribution, too, because, mm-hmm. I mean, Breckenridge, yep. 5-10 years ago wasn't in St. Louis, and you couldn't get it anywhere. And, I mean, it's all over the country now.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think if you're a small brewery, you definitely want more of a, you know, a presence, and I mean, whether it's just a few more states or all across the country. I mean, obviously you want to keep, I mean, like O'Fallon or, you know, Four Hands, guys like that. I love being able to support, you know, local breweries, you know, smaller ones, but nothing wrong with having somebody, you know, A, B, help get your stuff out there. But no, it doesn't impact my, you know, decisions. I just, I'd hate to see AB or like InBev go, you know, super corporate with them, you know, by buying them out and, you know, taking over everything. Like, I wouldn't want to see that happen. Let them keep doing their thing or, you know, work on a distribution deal. But
I'll tell you what, you know, maybe your topic more goes towards, you know, do you want to be, I mean, is AB bringing down the microbrewer, the craft beer? Is there infiltration into that market, diluting the product, making it less, you know, because I mean that's a market in and of itself. The craft beer market is a market in and of itself, trying to, you know, corner a part of the market that says I don't want the traditional, you know, Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, you know, the traditional lagers and pilsners. Here's something else that you're doing, and now that Budweiser to come in, they think that they're gonna get rid of all those little micro things and that different kind of beer and say, no, we bought them out so they couldn't sell that, so now you have to buy my product. And that's not the case. It never was the case. It was just a matter of it's just business sense. They found a niche market that was basically, when you look at it, a microbrew or a craft beer, either way you want to call it, you're selling less product for a higher price because of a higher alcohol content and a different taste. And they just wanted to tap into that market. And it's not going to change. You know, what's going to really dictate what you drink is your taste. Second, what are you eating with your beer? Are you eating anything at all with it? Are you just drinking it just to drink it? Are you doing it socially? Or are you doing it for, you know, other reasons? Like, for example, if you're at a barbecue, you know, you might want to break out either one. Either one works. But if you're at a kegger and you're a college kid, you're going to go for the cheap shit just because that's what you can afford, right? So it just it depends on your situation. But the actual owner and distributor of the beer should not impact what you purchase. Although I do understand what you guys are saying, support local. It's a good idea. It always is a good idea. But a local person doesn't care who's buying it as long as they're making money.
Yeah, and you'll find some of these local ones that have multiple taps, they'll have other craft beer in there, and sometimes they will have a Budweiser product or a Goose Island or something like that.
Yeah. And you're saying about meats, a Busch beer is just great. A Busch beer is perfect because it's a beer of something that you're, it's familiarity. It is what it is. Is it a taste beer? Sometimes it hits just right, you know, but like you guys probably the same way. You don't ever want to drink the same thing over and over. Like for me, recently I've switched over to more, I don't know if you want to call it Mexican style beer, because I don't think there's a quote unquote Mexican style, but I've been drinking Coronas more often than anything, to be honest with you, lately. And then I drank something at what this place called Mission Taco. Jay, you heard it? It's like Del Sol or something like that. You heard of that one?
Yep.
Really, I loved it. It was the first time I ever had it. It tastes really good. You know, I don't even know who I have in the sea with me. I don't even know who makes it or who distributes it or anything like that. That stuff doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I was just curious about your guys' opinion.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. If you buy it out, like, you know, I bought out everybody, you know, it doesn't matter. It's still, like Matt was saying, your taste, what you're into, and of course, like, what setting you're going to be in on, you know, any given day, where just, you know, sitting around hanging out, I don't mind drinking a, you know, craft or, you know, heavier beer, but like a barbecue type setting, or if I'm going to be out, like, on the boat or something like that. Like, I have a boat. If I'm on a boat somewhere.
Were on a boat.
Yeah, if I ever were on a boat, you know, in this fantasy land of mine. Yeah, it's, you know, like a Bud Light, Corona, Miller Light, things like that. You know, just something where...
Something not as
especially being out in this...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just more light and not going to feel like I'm going to be full or hammered after four of them.
I guess it depends on who you're in the boat with.
That's true. Yeah. People I like, it's fine. Don't like, yeah, I'm like, oh, let me get hammered and forget I'm here.
All right. So next topic, the Academy Awards were announced. Are the nominees, do you even care?
No, I don't.
I thought this was a good topic to talk about because I don't care who wins per se, because I don't ever see any of these movies before the awards are actually shown. Not for lack of not wanting to see them, just because of lack of time. But I think they are important, and I think I do care, because without the awards, I don't think I would know about some of these movies that are actually really good movies. Because a lot of these movies don't get the major... One, they don't get major advertising, and two, they don't get major play in your multiplexes. So, like, for example, like, been hearing that the front runner that's going to win for Best Picture is called Shape of Water. And do you guys ever hear that movie?
I have.
I've heard of it, but I have no idea who's in it or what it's about.
Who's in it, what's about, exactly, you know. And because I was thinking about that, and I was like thinking about, I went back and I looked at previous year's winners, and I'm like, I haven't kept up with Academy Award movies at all, but I used to want to watch all of the nominees and watch all the winners, you know. But now, what I find that I don't like about the Academy Awards now is how political it's gotten. They use the award ceremony as a political podium to get across their viewpoints. And where I'm going to go, what I get out of movies is entertainment and just something to discuss, you know, their talking points.
Yeah.
What that particular movie was about, let's discuss that. But now they just use it for an agenda, and I don't like that. And I don't. Do you remember that growing up, that actually being something that they would use that as a podium for their political agendas?
It didn't happen as much because when it would happen, it would be like a big deal.
But now it's like that's what they expect.
Yeah, everyone does that when they come up.
Right.
Yeah. The heavy politicized crap. Like, okay, whether you like Trump, hate Trump, I don't give a shit. The only thing relevant with, you know, like these Academy Awards and other award shows like that was, I mean, Hollywood has had a problem, obviously, like your Harvey Weinsteins and things like that. I get that, obviously, yeah, you want to, that's, it's been a problem for a long time. And it obviously should have been addressed long ago. So, I mean, I understand that aspect of it. But yeah, this, it seems like everything, is becoming a, you know, political issue and a social issue. And while those are important, like, you don't ever want to turn a complete blind eye to that. It's just when it starts seeping into everything, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it.
Well, it's one thing, too, when it's something small that people might not know about, but when it's the same thing over and over, like Trump is a big thing. They like to just beat them over the head, and it gets old.
Exactly. It's like, we get it. Right. You guys are liberals. You don't like them. Understood. And if you're not, you're okay. Fine. You're pro Trump. Still don't care about that either. I care about your movie and what your movie stood for and what your movie's about. And I care about if it's entertaining. I care about if it's good. I care about if that movie has a message, not what message you have personally. You know, because like the reason why I think they are important still and why I think they're good is because, without it, I would never know if that movie was worthwhile spending my time watching. Or at least I can bring up and be educated about it, you know. Because I don't like to go, oh, hey, that movie sucks. I don't like doing that. I like to actually watch the movie first and then give my opinion. I don't like giving my opinion based on other pundits giving their opinions. Or, you know, you heard one person say it sucks. Well, I usually think, you know, my movie tastes are aligned with it, so I'll say it sucks too, but I didn't actually watch it. Like, here, do you guys remember what won last year, what won Best Picture?
No.
Okay. It was Moonlight.
You guys? Yeah. That's right.
It was the big controversy about the fact that a different movie got named best winner, and then all of a sudden they go, "Wait a minute, no, this was wrong. That wasn't the right movie."
Yeah.
So, okay, that movie's on Amazon Prime right now. Now, typically, I would never watch that movie. If had that thing not won Best Picture, I've been like, okay, it didn't win. I don't think I have any interest in watching it. But due to the fact that it won Best Picture, I watched it. And then what I like about the fact that I watched it was now I get to discuss it and tell you guys, you know what, I would love for you guys to watch it so that we can have a conversation about it, because here's my opinion on it. My opinion was the movie's absolute shit. It's an absolute horrible movie. It's not good at all.
That is the theme. I swear to God. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's how it like always is. Where, like your point is, I don't care about the actual like awards, like the ceremony and watching, you know, Hollywood, jerking each other off. I'm like, okay, I don't care. Yeah. But like hearing what movies are being nominated and like, who's in it and things like that. I'm like, okay, that's something I'll put on my radar, and you know, when it's available to stream, I'll check it out. But I don't doubt like your assessment. Like we all pretty much like or agree on some of the same stuff. So generally, like if you like a movie, you know, I will too. Like
you have varying taste. I thought the movie was absolute shit, but I understand why it was made. I understand why people could like it or why people thought it was an artistic achievement, because it hit on things that are not prevalent in society, I guess you want to say. That sounds very, you know, facetious or full of itself saying it that way, but it's one of those movies. What's Oscar bait? You can see they did it just to get the award. I can understand them writing a movie like that saying, I want to get an award just so I can sell this movie and make money off of it. Although they'll claim it was an artistic piece, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, it just wasn't good. But had I not known about the award, I would never even spent the time to go seek it out and actually spend time watching it so I can make my own assessment of it. Because the one that won the year, you guys remember, so that was 2016 was last year, right? So I guess that'd be 2015. Or are these classified the 2018 awards that are coming out?
I think they're classified 2018, but they're on the 2017 movies.
Okay. Well, the one before that, the movie was Spotlight. Okay. Did you guys watch Spotlight?
No.
Oh, I've heard of, who was in that or what was it about?
Spotlight,
I've heard the title.
Had, I know Rachel McAdams was in it, because obviously I would remember that because she's gorgeous.
Right.
I'm trying to remember the main guy that was in it. And man, now I'm gonna write my brain. Hold on, Jay, I can pull this up real quick. But anyway, again, another movie. It was a hot button political thing in regards to what it was about. Do you guys remember what the movie was about at all?
No.
You didn't see it, but do you remember? Okay. Well, the movie was about the Boston Catholic Church, with the, you know, child molestation accusations and charges and all that stuff. Okay. About how, I think it was the Boston Globe broke the story, you know, saying that this was they actually did the digging and the research to say, okay, it started there, but then that's what started the explosion within the church itself, as far as, you know, them hiding the priests and other archdioceses and whatnot. And I gotta look at a Spotlight. Who else was in that? Because I want to say Lee Schreiber was in it too. Does that sound right? You guys didn't see that. I keep asking.
Even remember.
Yeah, but the movie, it's fantastic. Oh, Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was in it. Really, really good. Oh, Mark Ruffalo too. So all these really good people in it. So there you go. You got one movie that won Best Picture. I thought was amazing. Next year, dog shit movie. And that happens all the time. But I'm glad that the awards still exist. But I thought this was a good topic, Jay, in regards to you think they're still relevant, is what constitutes what makes the best film of the year. Because is it something that makes a point, or is it something that was the best because the most people liked it?
Was it entertaining?
Exactly. So should there be an award for the most entertaining movie, or should there be an award for the best movie? And what's the difference between the two?
Right.
Because if you went by most entertaining movie from last year, Moonlight, I wasn't entertained at all. Like I said, dog shit movie. Spotlight, it's a different kind of entertainment. That was intellectual entertainment. That was it was intellectually stimulating movie. But all these other ones that have won recently, like I try to remember that there's that La La Land movie was the one that was supposed to win.
Jesus.
But a fucking musical? Really? That's not that, unless you're into musical theater, not entertaining anybody. You know, that's a niche market.
Yeah.
So I here was my problem with it, with the awards. That I think, like a woman, a movie like Wonder Woman, that you guys think that was a snub that they didn't get nominated for that movie?
I think so, but I didn't see that many movies last year.
Because here, I'll pull it.
Well, like any kind of like major, it seems like blockbuster. Especially like anything like in the superhero genre, really, it seems like it. I don't even think they give it a second thought. Or like, eh. I mean, other than like what Ledger winning something posthumously for his role as the Joker.
They give them out for the technical awards, not the actual awards.
But like, okay, because here's my argument for Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was not the best movie of the year, but I think it should have been nominated because of the cultural significance of it.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it was the first female-led superhero movie of quality. Because remember, Jay, Tank Girl came out. Yeah. Tank Girl exists. There's a female superhero movie out there. Yeah. There are female superhero movies out there.
Well, and the other thing,
I get pissed at the fact that a lot of people want to go, that are very feminist in their views, want to go, this was only the first one, and women cried in that theater because this was what women are all about. I'm like, no, there's other ones out there. There really are. They're just not quality. They're just not quality.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
like, what's another one? Because there was Tank Girl. What can you classify? Remember, Jay, what was the show? Aeon Flux. Was that a comic ever? Or was that
that was a cartoon.
That's just a cartoon. Okay. Yeah. But I know there's other ones. I gotta believe there's other ones. I just can't think of them right now.
Well, here's the thing.
Supergirl, Catwoman, Supergirl, Elektra.
There are other ones, right? There you go. Yeah, you just named four of them real quick off the top of your head. There's girl superhero movies, but they just sucked. This is the first time you got a good one. That's the difference. So, I don't know. But I guess it also matters because it was a female director, too. Right. And I think that's culturally significant as well.
See, my issue with the awards now is, as I've gotten older and my time has dwindled away, I see comic book movies, kids movies, and then whatever I can squeeze in after they go to bed. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to pick between this potentially good Academy Award winning movie that I might not enjoy, or like I have, we just watched Hitman's Bodyguard. And it was hilarious.
With Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, and Sam Jackson. Yeah. And it entertained me, and that's exactly what I needed just to unwind.
Yeah. Where
I still like independent movies. I still like thinking movies. It's just I have to be in the right frame of mind for them.
You got to be right, and you got to find the right time for them, too. Right. I mean, watching Moonlight, you know how long it took me to watch Moonlight? It took, I would say, about 9 sittings. Wow. Just watching for like 5 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 5 minutes, you know, just because it's just not captivating. It doesn't make you sit down and go, I gotta watch this whole thing.
Right.
And I hate movies. And this was something I talked to, actually, Jay, I talked to your brother about this, was the fact that, remember when Mad Max Fury Road came out? You guys remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it got nominated for Best Picture. Did you guys know it got nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah, that was one of the first years.
I remember that being mentioned, yeah.
That was one of the first years they expanded and had like 8 or 10 movies nominated.
The movie is shit. It's a shit movie, at least in my opinion. Now, there's things I can like about it, though. I thought it looked cool, and like the coolest thing about that movie was the guy, you know, riffing on guitar on the truck. their chains were in his arms or something like that, and he was riffing on guitar, and like fire was coming out of the guitar. That's cool. That's metal. I like that. That's cool. But it's a shit movie. It really is. Because they asked me, what's the point of the movie? They drive somewhere, and then they drive back. That's the movie. That's the whole point of the movie, in my opinion, to be honest with you. But if you're a film aficionado, if you're a film snob, there's so much more layer in depth to it. I was like, no, there's not. Not really. It's just a shit movie.
Well, I think it, too, was for the original Mad Max fans that saw the originals back then and wanted an updated version.
Even those are hacky movies too, man.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Works of art.
No, they definitely are.
I just don't understand why things have to be considered works of art when they're not.
Well, yeah, I watched that Mad Max, and I mean, I was entertained. I wasn't bored. I mean, yeah, granted, I feel like I'm too sober to be watching this movie. Like, I feel like there's another element.
You gotta be drunk or high, one of the two.
Right? Yeah, something. But I mean, to be nominated for like Best Picture, I've been like, no. I mean, for most original outlandish shit to be doing in the desert, I'm like, yeah, if there's a category for that. Yep. Yeah. I mean, people are like flying around like a huge ass like pole vault looking things, and
yeah,
just I'm like okay, the guy was definitely doing something. I guess you could say original. I can't say that I've seen monster truck looking things hauling balls to the desert, dudes playing guitars, you know, while on the vehicle. And I'm like, okay, you know, there's some originality there, I guess.
I guess my problem with the Academy Awards is why do some things qualify, and why do you have to have a cap on the number of nominees? When if you have 13 movies that should be in competition for a best picture, let there be 13 movies. It's not like they're going to nominate 70 of them. Even if you do nominate 70, there's still going to be one winner, you know, because they'll go by majority vote. I just don't get why they cap it like that. Because here's what bothers me. All right, Logan not getting nominated for best picture, and the reason being because it's a comic book movie. We all know that's the reason why it was not nominated.
Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah.
And people that would listen to this would go, well, that's just because you guys are comic book nerds. You guys would want the comic book movies to do good. Take comic book out of the equation. My wife is not. She doesn't read a comic book in her life. She loved Logan. You know, she could care less that it had to do with, you know, a comic book. I mean, she cares about the fact that there was the X-Men movies that came before it. She likes those movies as well. But this movie on its own merits recognition for how great it was, because of the fact that you have, you know, if you're telling me that the best movie last year was best movie because it dealt with a black guy being gay, okay, what was the point of that whole movie? The fact that this has a movie about a guy dealing with the fact that he had a daughter he never knew, and another guy that's dealing with Alzheimer's, and trying to figure out, I've lived an entire life trying to figure out what was the point of life, is, you know, and I can finally figure out that what he finds out at the very end, the point of my life was that you share it with somebody. It's about love. It's about that. But the fact that he has claws means that it can't be nominated. And I just think it's bullshit.
Yeah, and it's not just limited to superhero movies. It's genres in general. I mean, take this Halloween movie that's coming out at the end of the year. What if that's like an amazing movie? It won't get nominated because it's a horror movie.
Right.
Yeah. And well, and well, okay, Get Out. That was nominated. I could technically classify that as a horror movie.
Yeah.
They marketed it as a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did.
So I don't know if you can say genre is not being nominated, because I think genre was. But I also think that was politically driven.
Well, yeah, I think it was more the undertones of race and a black director.
Exactly, yeah. Which, that's great, because here's the thing. Get Out? I love Get Out. Have you guys seen Get Out?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God, I haven't either.
It's a great movie. It's a fantastic movie. For the fact
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Oh, it's amazing. And the thing about it is, not only is it, you can say it's genre as horror, there's a lot of comedy in there too. One of the characters in there is one of the funniest, like his role was one of the funniest things I saw all year. It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Now the fact that can get nominated, but Logan can't, I don't get it. Because there's no political agenda. I just don't, that's my problem with it. That's what goes back to my main discussion point once we started to kick it off, was that your political agenda and undertones shouldn't dictate these awards. And I think they really, really do. Because, okay, Jay, let's take James Franco, for example, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With The Disaster Artist. I said something about a movie on email one day to you, and you're like, too bad he's something or other. Yeah. I had no clue that allegations had come out against him. And the fact that he's not nominated is a joke, because didn't he just win the Golden Globe for Best Actor or something like that?
Yeah, Actor in a comedy.
So you're going to tell me that because of act? Now again, if the accusation is true, that sucks, because it's a shitty thing to do. It's a shitty human being doing shitty things. But the fact that it's like you're guilty. Is that just the way society is now? Is that you're guilty until proven innocent now? Right.
Pretty much.
That's how it seems. Yeah, with these sexual assault and sexual harassment allegations.
Which again, that's a big problem in Hollywood. And you know, women should be heard, of course. We could say all the politically correct things right now. And they're true, because they're politically correct when it comes to that shit. It's absolutely true. I got daughters. Someone tried to, you know, molest or attack my daughter, fucking murder him in 50,000 different ways. But the fact that he's come out and said they're not true, he went on national TV on the Colbert Show and said it's not true, but yeah, he's still guilty until proven innocent, and he doesn't get the nomination. Nothing for that movie gets nominated because of accusations.
Well,
and that's just odd to me.
I'm curious to see his future too. If he gets Kevin Spacey now and can't get a role because of allegations
here's the thing. Kevin Spacey said he did it.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah.
He pretty much in a roundabout way just said, yep, it's true. Yeah, but I think he's just like, I'm old, I have enough money, I'm going to go off into the sunset, I don't give a shit anymore.
But did Danny Masterson come out and say he did his, like what he's been accused of? But he's been fired from his show too.
Yeah, see, that whole thing, that's just Hollywood's a cesspool. that's just unbelievable. So it's a hard viewpoint to take, and that's not an easy one to take. I just find it that people want to just say, distance themselves from it altogether. We're going to say that those allegations are true, and if they turn out not to be true, sorry, but it sucked for you. Bad timing. Yeah. That sucks, you know, because if he actually deserved to be nominated and possibly could have won, which I don't think he was going to win anyway, I think they're going to give it to, what's his name? I think the rumor is Gary Oldman's going to win for some movie that nobody saw. I don't think anyone saw the movie he was in. But I don't know. Because then here, I got another beef with it. Lego Batman wasn't nominated for Best Animated Picture. You had to see that one, Jay, right?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
You have not? Oh, Jesus.
Aaron took Will, and I haven't been able to see it.
I haven't seen Coco, which I think that's going to be the favorite to win it. But Lego Batman movie is one of the best Batman movies that's ever been made.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you see it, because it touches on things that you would not expect to a animated movie to touch on in regards to themes having to do with the death. I mean, of course, everyone's always makes fun of, you know, we know his parents died, whatever, but it actually goes into the psyche of the effects of that has had throughout his entire life and all that stuff, which you wouldn't expect from a Lego movie.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even nominated because, and again, that goes back to, oh, because it had Batman in the title. That's crap.
You know, I agree with everything you said. As far as, well, you know, genre specific stuff. And of course these, the political atmosphere and environment right now and different allegations going through Hollywood and all that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, my only thing is I get how, you know, from a, I guess a PR standpoint, you've got to, I guess like, it's like you have to acknowledge it, but how do you not have some kind of, an accusation is made and the person being accused comes out and says, no, it's not true. Well, I mean, you think they have to do, but it's like, you know, how long is an investigation and stuff going to take? It's not like you just, you can't sweep it under the rug. You can't ignore it. So it seems like the automatic default response is, we'll just, sever ties at this point and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, I think the thing that sucks the most is that it's taken like this, whatever you want to call this landslide of just tons of allegations and people being fired and all this shit coming out, starting with Weinstein and just toppling downhill from there. It sucks that all that had to happen for people to be like, oh, by the way, don't be a shit person. Have some respect for females.
You know? Right, right.
Why does it take one, you know, why did it take so, you know, it sucks that the world is like that, I guess, is what I want to try to say. It's just, it's shit. You know? I guess that's why, I guess they want to use that for, that's one good thing, I guess, you're going to use the Academy Awards for a political agenda. I don't think that's political. I think that's just saying, hey, by the way, we're all here to celebrate movies. By the way, don't rape women, don't molest women, don't harass women. And we shouldn't have to even say that.
Right,
I think you should just know that that shouldn't be done.
Yeah, even the dumbest person alive, you think, have enough common sense to even, like, you know, maybe know that. But,
yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm still mad at the Academy Awards for giving Shakespeare in Love the award over Saving Private Ryan.
I agree.
What? That happened?
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Jay. Saving Private Ryan should have won, of course.
Yeah.
But I will still say Shakespeare in Love is a good movie.
Oh, no, I agree, but...
Yeah, it's a good movie. But
oh, yeah, it was, been. But...
No, nowhere compared.
But I wonder why. I wonder what would make you... You think with it being... This is not foreign film. The fact that movie was about World War II and it was so good, you think you just have some country or national pride of some kind to say, yeah, this needs to be honored, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, I just had to throw that in there at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that travesty.
Well, my other travesty was, Shawshank didn't win Best Picture, did it?
I think it did.
I thought something else won. Or did it win Best Picture? Hold on.
Mm.
I'm looking it up right now. I want to say it didn't. Yeah, no, it came out same year as Forrest Gump.
That's right.
came out a few years now. Forrest Gump,
amazing movie. That's an excellent movie, though.
Excellent movie. But come on, Shawshank. Come on.
If Shawshank's on, you watch it. I don't feel that way with Forrest Gump.
Because here's my other one. Because I got a lot of beefs with what was it? A Few Good Men was my other one. Where you could just go, really? What, the one that won it that year was Unforgiven. Unforgiven won Best Picture over A Few Good Men. Mm. And I'm like, do you guys remember Unforgiven?
Yes, that was like three slow
That's Eastwood
hours.
And Hackman.
Slow as fuck Western movie. It is slow. And it's not even that good. I mean, it's good. It's a serviceable Western movie.
It's good, but it's not better than A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men is, I'm sorry, it's just, it's better. It's a way better movie. It just is. I'd argue with you all day long about that. I'd say you'd have to try to really win me over saying that Unforgiven is a better movie. It just wasn't.
All right. So going from old movies, what do you want to see coming out this year?
All right. What am I anticipating? You know, okay, here's my number one anticipated movie. Ready for this? 50 Shades Free. That's my most anticipated movie. But you want to know why it's my most anticipated
Hang
movie?
Up right now.
You have to ask me why it's my most
anticipated.
Why?
Because then it will finally be over. It will be done. And we'll never have to hear about that stupid shit ever again. That's why I'm like, thank God it's getting out of the way early in the year. Get rid of that shit. Oh, my God.
They'll find a way to make a prequel or something.
It just makes me... I think maybe it's just because I'm mad because some fanfic that's horribly written has now made that woman billions of dollars. And I'm like, you piece of shit. And she ripped it off of someone else's story. You know what I mean? No originality to it. And you just put some... whips and chains and something, and put some sex in it, and all of a sudden you're a millionaire.
It's erotic Twilight.
It's just, dude, have you guys even seen them? I haven't even seen the movies.
No.
I haven't seen the first two. I haven't read the books. All I know is that I'm tired of them. I'm tired of seeing commercials on Hulu for it, because I'm watching the Runaways on Hulu, and they've got that goddamn commercial on every freaking 60 seconds, it feels like. I'm like, goddamn, get this movie out of here. But no, that's my joke movie. That's my joke. No, my real answer to my most anticipated is Black Panther. That's my real one.
Yeah, I just saw something about. Well, obviously, I definitely that's high on my list. And I guess pre-orders, whatever you want to say, or advanced ticketing. It's supposed to have a solid opening, like well over 100 million.
Oh, dude, the music with the trailer right now. Oh man, that soundtrack's gonna be badass. It just sounds awesome. It looks awesome. Can't wait for Black Panther.
I know. The tone, the feel. I mean, everything. I'm like, it's different, and I like that. Mm-hmm. And, still in the Marvel universe, but you're getting a different, a view of a different world, so to speak.
I think it's going to feel more like a standalone movie too, compared to a lot of the other Marvel movies, where you get other characters showing up. In this one, I don't think any of the big people are supposed to be showing up.
No,
probably not.
The one thing I think of is maybe as Winter Soldier. They're gonna maybe show you a picture of Winter Soldier being frozen there still.
Maybe.
Or if anything, it'll be like a post-credit scene, because obviously you got Avengers coming up a couple months after that. So it'll.
But here's something cool that I heard today was Black Panther. I got a little comics history today while I was listening to some podcast online. Black Panther first appeared in Fantastic Four number 50. I didn't realize that's where Black Panther was introduced. Never knew that. I haven't read very many Black Panther comics. All I know is I'm stoked for this movie. But how awesome would it be that they flipped roles, is what they said on the podcast, if they introduced Fantastic Four somehow in Black Panther? That would be awesome. I would love that. Because then they could finally get the best villain, at least in my opinion, the best Marvel villain that they couldn't get because they didn't have the rights to it, is Doctor Doom. And somehow maybe introduce Doctor Doom in there or something like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think that deal's done yet, so I don't think they can actually do it.
I don't think they can, but I'm just saying, what if they could?
Oh, I know.
That'd be badass. That'd be awesome.
I'm thinking Infinity Wars Part 2 is where the first chance we'll probably see any of that.
Just some mention. I think because the deal is not the financials and everything, it hasn't gone through, and they have to get through the regulations and whatnot. But I think if Mickey Mouse wants it, Mickey Mouse is getting it, and it's going to go through. And I'd say I would take the gamble. I'd take the risk. I'm like, that sale's going to go through. Just go ahead and say Reed Richards. Just say Reed Richards in the movie somewhere.
I mean, even if the sale doesn't go through as is, Fox is wanting to get rid of this stuff. They'll probably just sell those characters back and make a mint off that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they fucked up three movies basically. I mean, they can't get it right. Now give it back to Marvel. Let them resurrect that franchise and do it the way it needs to be done.
So yeah, at the top of my list, I had Black Panther, Infinity War, and Ant-Man and Wasp kind of all grouped together.
Oh, that's right. I knew there was another Marvel movie. I just couldn't think of it.
And to be honest with you, those might, like, Infinity War, I'm going to say, was going to be the best, but don't forget Incredibles 2 comes out.
Oh, yeah.
That might be your best superhero movie that comes out.
The best Fantastic Four movie was The Incredibles. Mm-hmm.
But here's a non-comic book related movie that I'm looking forward to as well. They've been showing the trailers a lot, because I don't even know when it does come out, though, but Ready Player One.
Yes.
I want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
So have you read the book?
I have the book. I have not read it yet. I just bought the book not too long ago, like probably a week ago. So I could read it before the movie comes out.
It's amazing. All the pop culture references they squeezed into that book were just incredible.
Yeah, cool.
And so I was worried at first because Steven Spielberg said he wasn't going to use any of the references to his movies in the movie.
Oh, he is. Well, he wasn't the director, but he was producer on Back to the Future.
That was my big concern because that's the main character's car is the DeLorean. Tony, do you know much about what it is?
No.
On the cover of the book, Jay, it says The Matrix Meets Something.
Yes.
And I'm like, that sounds pretty cool. So it's a
dystopian future where pretty much everyone lives in this online reality. In real life, the main character lives in a high-rise trailer park where it's all trailers and scaffolding.
Okay.
And so he can go into this online world where he's created his avatar and he can do pretty much whatever he wants, and that's where everyone is. And so the creator of this, it's called the Oasis, the creator of it died and left his will, which was a video saying there's Easter eggs throughout the Oasis, and whoever finds this one Easter egg will win my whole fortune. And so all of a sudden, all these gaming nerds that are big into 80s culture are trying to find all these hints to find the Easter egg to win it all.
Hmm. I mean, they saw a trailer for it or like some type of teaser. It definitely looked cool, but no, I didn't. I don't know all the specifics about it.
If you go on YouTube, you can find things that break down the trailers to give you all the Easter eggs of what's there, and they're like 15-minute videos on the 3-minute preview because they have to stop and show. Well, here's the DeLorean. Here is this character from this movie. Here's this character from this video game. It's really remarkable everything they were able to get licensing rights to put in the movie.
That was Spielberg. What Spielberg wants, he gets.
Oh yeah, easily.
you're also getting another Marvel movie though that you didn't know about. You're getting Red Sparrow, and that's the Black Widow movie.
Yeah, without the Black Widow.
The dude that wrote that movie ripped everything off from it. And he's trying to, he was on like social media today trying to say he didn't. I'm like, nah, you pretty much ripped it all off. Don't try and play it off, man.
I didn't know that. I've seen his teasers for that, but I had no idea what it was about.
Oh, dude. She's a ballerina that's Russian she turns into a Russian spy. I'm like, that's the exact character of
Romanoff. Like, yeah, isn't that Black Widow?
That's Black Widow to the T.
But it's not, it's Red Sparrow.
But it's Red Sparrow, so we just changed the color in the animal.
Oh, that's what it is.
See, Rolling Stone even said this will hold you over until the Black Widow movie finally gets made.
I'm trying to think what else I have on my list. Game Night looks like it's going to be a funny movie. It's got my boy Jason Bateman in it.
Rachel McAdams in it.
Exactly. See? Now, here's something I wanted to point out that. On April 20th, that is 4/20, the movie Rampage and Super Troopers 2 comes out. Perfect release date for both movies. Perfect release date for both movies.
I could care less about Rampage.
Dude, yeah, it's going to be a giant ape and The Rock just beating the crap out of stuff, man. And if you're high as fuck watching that, oh my God. You're like, this is dope, dude.
Okay, in that situation, it might work.
It's going to be hilarious. Come on. It's Super Troopers.
Oh, yeah, Super Troopers. I'm excited for it. I'm so glad they finally made that movie.
Yeah. And then you got Deadpool 2. And you got Jurassic World 2. So those are your big sequels that are coming out.
See, I don't know if I'm that crazy about Jurassic World 2. Because the first one was just okay.
It'll be cool.
I think the first one was built up so much for me that it didn't deliver. And so now I'm like, maybe I'll just wait for Blu-ray for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember if we saw Jurassic World in the theater or not. I don't remember. I think we did. I liked it. I'll probably go see this one too.
See,
I saw Jurassic World.
It's not like it's opening weekend kind of movie.
Yeah.
Just, if I get around to seeing it, I'll see it. You know.
Because I saw Jurassic World, and in the theater, I liked it, but obviously it's been available to rent for a while, and I've seen it, whether it's Amazon or Vudu, whatever service I'm on, and I'm like, I'm good. Like, there's no desire for me to rewatch that movie.
All
right, here's... I'm going over all my superhero movies, dude. Check this out. Black Panther. You said Black Panther, right?
Yeah.
You got Incredibles 2, Ant-Man Wasp, Infinity, you got Super Troopers, or not Super, sorry, Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Then you got, you got X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Which I'm not holding my breath on that one. I think that's going to suck.
Yeah.
You got Aquaman, which I think that's going to be awesome, to be honest with you. I'm looking forward to that one.
He was one of the highlights of Justice League for me.
That's then true. You got Venom.
Which Venom we know nothing like about at this point.
Yeah, and the New Mutants, which looks like a horror movie.
No, that's not coming out anymore this year. It got pushed back.
It got pushed back.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, to next spring. 2019.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And then I'm looking at something here. I thought I saw one more superhero movie. Maybe I didn't. No, I think that's all the superhero
movies. Yeah, I think that's right it. There. Deadpool 2, besides the Marvel ones, are like the one I want to see.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they leave it. Like, I think I mentioned the article that Rolling Stone or the link you sent us. Like, I hope it just stays an untitled Deadpool sequel. I hope they just leave it like that. Because if it doesn't have an official title, I hope that is its official title.
That would be so fitting.
Did I say Teen Titans Go? Did I say that one?
No.
Dude, yeah, they're making a Teen Titans Go movie, which I don't know if you watched that with your kids or not, Jay, but that show is the best kids show ever. I'm sorry. Funny.
It's up there, yeah.
So funny. Oh, my God, I love it. Well, doesn't the Miles Morales Spider-Man movie come out, too?
I think it does at the end of the year.
It's either that or it's early 2019 or something.
Yeah, I thought it was 2019.
I can't remember. I'm looking forward to that one. But it's animated, so I don't know.
All right.
I'm looking forward to when Miles gets his live action. I think that's going to be awesome when they do that. But that's just going to confuse audiences like nobody's business.
So I have a couple non-comic book movies I had down.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever read A Wrinkle in Time?
I don't remember. I know I had to in school, and I was going to mention that one about the most. You had most anticipated. That's why I didn't put it on my list, because I could care less about it.
Okay. I read it a couple years ago for the first time, and I thought it was awesome. And it's something I've been trying to get Kaylee to read before the movie comes out. Let's see. There's... I don't know what to think about this one right now. Solo.
Oh, the Solo movie. Yeah, I think it's going to be trash.
I'm really worried it is.
Yeah.
I
don't like the guy they casted. The only bright spot of that movie is, what's his name?
Donald Glover.
Yes. Playing Lando, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which he should be busy playing Spider-Man, but whatever.
Well, here's the thing. Normally with a movie, we'd have at least a teaser by this point. I mean, we're four and a half months out from it coming out.
Yeah.
Normally we'd have something, and they haven't released anything yet.
Yeah, no shit. Unless they're saving something for the Super Bowl, but still, I mean, generally you get a teaser almost 6 months, sometimes a year out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, since I have so low expectation, I think it's going to be trash. Hopefully it'll surprise me. It'll be really good. That's what I'm hoping, but no, I'm going in with very, very low expectations. You know what? And if I don't even see it, if you come out of there, if you two go see it and tell me, I need to go see it, then I'll go see it. But otherwise, I don't even know if I'm going to get amped up enough to want to go see it.
I'll be
there. I was amped up to go see Rogue One. I was excited about it. And I didn't even know about the Vader thing. They kept under wraps, right? I don't think that was spoiled at that point when that thing came out. But that just made it, that put it over the top for me. I was excited about the story to begin with because of how much I like the book Catalyst.
Yeah.
But there's nothing exciting me about it. There's nothing surrounding this movie that excites me.
It's got the Star Wars name on it, so I'll go opening weekend and just hope for the best. So, are you excited about a new Mission Impossible movie?
No.
I mean, I've liked them all, so I mean, I'll definitely see. I mean, I'm not going to go to the theater probably, but I'll definitely check it out.
I have a controversial take about Mission Impossible. I think the first one's still the best one.
Yeah, the second and third were kind of like, it really rebounded with the fourth, and then I liked
the fourth one a lot. The fourth one, Ghost Protocol, was good.
The fourth one was supposed to be setting up for Jeremy Renner to take over too, and then that never happened. He's got the worst luck in Hollywood because they set him up for that. They set him up with Bourne, and nothing ever takes off.
Sucked. That movie was awful. Here's one on my list. I think I'm actually really wanted to see, but I'll wait to see. You know, I'll try to get some crowd reaction first, see what everyone else says. It's called A Quiet Place. Have you guys heard about this one?
Yeah. It's not really my cup of tea, and I left when I saw the preview, I left with a bad taste in my mouth because they put it before Star Wars.
Yeah.
And my kids were terrified.
That means that was a good trailer then. That means it's a scary movie. It's supposed to scare you.
Oh, wait. Is that the one with Halbert?
With Chris Elvis? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But it did its job in the preview. It was just the placement before Star Wars when you have a theater that's half full of kids.
Yeah. I thought this is right up my alley. I'm telling you, this is what I want to see that one.
Yeah. No, I won't.
Because the only other two others, well, there's three other scary movies that are coming out. Like you said, you already mentioned the Halloween remake. It's not a remake. They're saying it's the first sequel because they're saying everything else is no longer in canon for Halloween. Apparently, everything takes place right after Halloween 1 with this new one. Which I'm like, I don't know how you can do that when your main protagonist is now almost 70 years old. But okay, yeah, we'll go with it.
Because Halloween 2 was an exact an immediate follow up.
Oh
right,
yeah, that same night still. That's
right. Okay.
Started that same night.
Okay, that's right.
So there's two other horror. There's The Strangers, Pray at Night, was the first Strangers movie. You guys aren't huge into horror, but that's a good horror movie right there. And then Purge Island I saw is coming out. First Purge is really good. I really like the first Purge. The rest, I think there's been three or four since that one.
Three, I think.
They all sucked. I didn't like any of them after that one. But this concept, the reason why I like this movie is because I think this is supposed to be a prequel. It's supposed to tell you the story of how The Purge even began.
Yeah.
So that's why it's intriguing to me.
Okay.
So,
hey, going back to Halloween real quick. Are you worried that Danny McBride is the one making it?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Because I saw a preview for him in a movie. Apparently he's going to be Crocodile Dundee remake or something like that?
Yes.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's supposed to be Dundee's kid? Is that the way I'm understanding it right?
I don't know. I haven't seen the preview, but apparently this whole movie got made and no one really knew about it until this preview just dropped recently.
Because Hemsworth is in it too. Which you would say, okay, well, he's Australian, so he's going to be Dundee's kid, but I don't think he is. I'm confused. I don't know, man. And then let's see, I saw some The Predator.
Yeah.
Is that a reboot or is that just another story in the line of the movie?
I don't know for sure.
What that's about.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I wrote it down too just because it's The Predator.
I said.
Well, I know Shane Black, did he write it and is he directing it?
I think so.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was actually in the original Predator. I know that. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know if it's going to take place or supposed to stay in, you know, canon, so to speak, or what.
Oh, Jay, did you see a preview before Star Wars for Alpha? It's a movie called Alpha.
I don't remember.
It's about a kid and a wolf. I'm like, is this supposed to be a lone wolf and cub kind of take on a movie?
I don't think I saw anything for that one.
Alpha.
I haven't heard of that one.
The preview had me kind of intrigued. I'll never go pay for it in theaters. I'll watch it when it hits one of the streaming services. But take a look at the preview on that one. I'm kind of intrigued by the story a little bit. It looks pretty cool. Cinematography looks cool, at least in my opinion.
Right.
Let's see. Jay, the only other one I had two more left on my list that I wrote down as far as anticipated ones. The Meg. Did you guys see anything about The Meg?
No.
It's just a giant shark movie, and I love shark movies, so I wrote it down.
Nice.
I've heard the book is so over the top that it's actually entertaining, you know? So I'm like, you know what? I'll never pay to see it. Damn it, once it hits Netflix, you know I'm watching that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jen and I tried watching 47 Meters Down, which, of course, I watched because it's a shark movie. Do you guys see anything of that movie?
No, I never heard of it.
I've heard of it, no, but I mean, dude, I don't think it stands with the Sharknado, so I'm not worried about it.
It's a dog shit movie, but I'm like, it's got sharks! I want to see it eat people!
Have you seen all the Sharknados?
Yeah, no. I've seen the first one. I like the first one. It's actually funny. First one is a good movie to drink a whole bunch of beer to get a pizza and just hang out with some people and make fun of it while you're watching it. One more I wrote down because I was like, they are not making this movie, but they really are. I couldn't believe that they're making. It's called Robin Hood, but it's starring Jamie Foxx, and they're retelling the story of Robin Hood in an urban environment. And I'm like, we are really running out of ideas in Hollywood. We really have nothing original to do. I'm like, come on, guys. Come up with something original. Look at all these movies. Like, okay, Jay, all the anticipated ones.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those, are, if not a Marvel movie, which a Marvel movie is really just an extenuation of a big, huge story, you know,
yeah.
in my opinion. And all the single movies are basically your tie-ins, you know. But everything else is either a sequel or it's from existing, you know, property. Because even Rampage, that's a video game. If you didn't know what it's about, it's an arcade game.
Yeah, where you just where you're an animal and you climb up buildings and destroy.
Yeah,
them.
Exactly. So, I'm just sad for the movie industry that we're making. You know,
everything
I
don't know.
That just it could turn out to be an actually really entertaining movie. It might be really good. Maybe it's a dark, gritty. You know, if Antoine Fuqua was making it, like a Training Day meets Robin Hood, that would be dope. I'd watch that. I'd watch that all day long. But I'm thinking comedy almost. And I'm sorry, there's only one Robin Hood comedy that will stand the test of time. It's not going to be that one. I'm sorry.
Well, what if Dave Chappelle shows up and is a Chew?
If Dave Chappelle shows up as a Chew, I'll give it my money all day long. All day long. I'll watch it twice in one day and pay twice. I'll tell you that much. I want to cheat in my second time. I'll pay for it.
A Jew here in England?
Movie still holds up.
Oh,
still
it does. Holds up. I watched it a couple months ago with the kids.
Hilarious movie still.
Yeah. But now that you mention this, I'm looking at my list. Pretty much everything is an adaptation, a sequel,
mm-hmm.
or a remake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, I have like Fantastic Beasts too. I know you guys don't care about the Harry Potter stuff.
No,
but
I don't care about that shit.
And then Tomb Raider. I have no appeal to see it, but I wanted to ask you guys about that.
Well, I got to say that, I mean, I know the first Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie, from what I remember, I mean, that was decent. That made some money. Second one, I think, well, maybe not as well received, but still did okay at the box office.
I fell asleep in the first one.
From what I've seen with the this new one, just the trailer, I mean, it looks, I don't know, I would say maybe it looks more legit than the ones before it. It looks like they've... like, I haven't played the video games, but I can just—it just looks like they're maybe staying truer to that, or I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm trying to say. It just looks like
the movie looks too video gamey.
No. I think maybe the ones with Angelina Jolie. I think they maybe kind of.
Oh, they sway too far away from the source material.
Right. Yeah. Or I mean, it was like because I mean I don't play the games. I don't know all her backstory.
Don't think I've even played a single minute of Tomb Raider, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't either. Just from what I mean, just things I've seen. I've seen clips of gameplay and things like that. When because they've made a couple games I think for the newer consoles and stuff. And so they look legit. So I'm thinking this kind of it looks like it's staying true to that without going super. I guess. Because there's some like mystical elements and like a sci-fi fantasy type stuff. It looks like they're trying to maybe like blend the two together.
So I did play the first game a little bit on PlayStation way back when, and yeah, I would agree. It does feel more like the game than the Jolie ones. I think the Jolie was more about her in the role rather than the character of Laura Croft. But even I still have no appeal to see it. I watched the first Jolie one. I fell asleep during it. So I don't think I'd make it through this one either.
Right. It's just a little bit I've seen, like some of the action like sequences and stuff. It looks like they're going, balls to the wall with it. Like it's obviously it's been how many years since that original was made. So we got better effects and things like that. But and plus this chick looks more like Lara Croft, I think. That's the girl from Ex Machina. She was in the latest Jason Bourne movie as well. That's what it was called.
Oh, the main character?
Yeah.
Who's Lara Croft? That's the girl that was in Ex Machina, dude.
Yeah, yep. So,
She's awesome. That movie, now, talk about a good movie. That's a good movie right there.
I still haven't seen it yet.
I love that movie. Oh, dude, Jay. Now, you like Blade Runner, right?
Yeah.
See, I think I could never make it through Blade Runner. I think that's a shit sci-fi movie, to be honest with you. I think it's pretentious. But if you want to see a really good sci-fi movie, because you liked Alex Aneda, right? You liked that comic book?
Yeah.
Ex Machina is going to be right up your alley, dude. Yeah, Ex Machina was awesome.
It's one of those I've known I'd need to see, and I just haven't gotten around to it. So then, one other one that I saw that I couldn't believe they made, Overboard.
Overboard.
Remember?
That's the
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn movie, right? Yeah. I never saw it, but I just always remember the box at Blockbuster. That's the only reason why I remember it.
They did a reverse one. It's coming out with Anna Faris, and it's like Hollywood has seriously run out of ideas. If they're remaking Overboard. It's about the original was about a woman that fell overboard of her boat got amnesia and didn't remember who she was. The carpenter that worked on her boat that she ripped off found her and convinced her that she was married to him, and he had like seven or eight
Kurt
kids.
Russell and Goldie
yes,
Hawn, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got it now.
And it was funny for an 80s movie, but it's something I don't think that would fly today.
Yeah. No, yeah, they should have just left that one alone.
Yeah. and then the last one I have down is Ocean's 8. I don't know if I'll see it in theaters.
Nah, no interest.
I don't know. I won't see it in theaters. I mean, I don't hardly go to the theater anymore anyway. But they got a legit female cast. So I think it'll be good.
As long as they do something different from the original Ocean's movies, I'll be fine with it.
Right. Like
something fresh.
Right, exactly, yeah. I mean, obviously, so she's the sister of Danny Ocean. I think I got that from the trailer. And I know is it the Met Gala they're going to rob or something like that? Or...
Yeah,
I forgot what's the trailer. Damn it. Yeah, but no, Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Helena Bonham Carter? Is that how you pronounce their name? Or she's in it. Was it Mindy Kaling? Rihanna's in it. But no, I mean, is it any of the same like writers or producers from the other Ocean's movie, or is it just I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about who's making it.
Hmm.
I just know it got a lot of heat because it's reversing everything from the originals, kind of like Ghostbusters did, and people obviously didn't like that movie very much.
Ah, well, fuck it. No, it's funny how they'll judge when Hollywood's putting out fucking overboard, reboots or remakes and all this other shit. It's like, okay, so hell, it's a different take on something. Like, okay, give it a shot. Like, I don't know about an urban Robin Hood. It just seems like it's, Robin Hood's in the woods. It's like Robin's really in the hood, which,
That's what work. I was thinking. That's what I was like, why didn't they just title it Robin in the Hood? I was like, really? Come on, guys.
This shit writes itself.
Yeah.
Come on. It doesn't even be that creative.
Right.
All
right.
So,
man.
So what have you guys watched recently? Anything good?
I've been watching more TV than I have movies, to be honest with you. TV is just so good these days. It's ridiculous how good it is. But movie-wise, I rewatched The Accountant again recently because I love that movie.
I heard it was good.
The Accountant was good.
I need to watch it.
You haven't seen it? Oh, Jay, no. It's really... I
think I've rented it twice and never watched it.
Yeah.
See, I would like to see whether it's like a sequel or even kind of a prequel to find out how the hell, Ben Affleck got, like, his character got into doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing some type of
They hinted on it a little bit in the movie in regards to that, but I don't want to spoil anything for Jake, since he needs to watch the movie.
Right.
You gotta watch it, Jay. That's one of those you gotta watch. You'll like it. I haven't talked to anyone that said they didn't like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Just for the hell of it, it was on Netflix, so I didn't have to pay anything, additional for it. Was that that fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie? There was nothing
else
on. I had really nothing to do.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It was. Yeah, I'm like, holy shit! That's like they have newer movies out. I'm like, I'll be damned.
Well, so, Disney gives them movies pretty
shit,
regularly.
That's right.
So like the last two Marvel movies are on there. So I guess Guardians and Doctor Strange. No,
that's gonna go away real soon, though. So they'll stop giving them movies real quick.
Oh yeah,
get their own streaming service.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they do have that coming, don't they? Yeah. I saw that. I actually watched American Assassin. It's got Keaton.
What's that on?
I rented that on Vudu.
Oh, you had to rent that.
But that's on Amazon. It's available for rent, screen, whatever. So I guess it was based off a book. I don't know if it's the same name.
Yeah, it is.
But it's one of those I say same but different. Kind of one of those. It's like a revenge type movie, but I don't know. It was good, a different take on something. Seeing Michael Keaton play just like a complete badass was nice. It's not like he does a whole lot of his own like stunts or like he's involved in a whole lot of action himself, but he's just a badass who doesn't give a shit. And the guy, it's the kid from The Maze Runner. He's like the main character. Shit, I want to say his name's is it Dylan something? I'm terrible at my research, but that was legit. I like that one a lot. It's definitely worth a rent. Entertaining, good action and stuff. Definitely a jacked up. I will say at the beginning of the movie, I'm like, whoa, okay, we went dark really quick. So that's all I'll say on that one.
I've got the book sitting here. I haven't read it yet. I want to read it before I watch the movie.
Oh, the American Assassin book.
Yeah.
Is it based on a true story or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Completely fiction.
No, I don't think so. If so, it's really fucked up then.
Yeah, wow. Buddy. I'm still hoping John Wick's a true story.
But I did watch The Foreigner with Pierce Brosnan and Jackie Chan. That wasn't bad either. Another one of those, we've seen the it's like we've seen this movie before, but the way they go about, you know, how they present it and execute it, I'm like, okay, definitely worth a rent. I liked it. Jackie Chan still got it. I mean, he's, you know, not a spring chicken anymore, but he'd still kick my ass effortlessly.
So is he still doing all of his own stunts? Did they show, like, the highlight reel at the end?
I think the credits played all the way through. It's like I was, like, scrolling through my phone after the movie ended. But no, they didn't show anything like that. But from what I saw, it looked like all him. Now, granted, he wasn't doing a whole bunch of outlandish, you know, crazy stuff, but he was definitely doing some physical stuff, so I don't doubt it. What else movie-wise? I am going to rent Blade Runner 2049. I'm going to see how that... I kind of want to rent the original and then immediately go to the new one to see, you know, just because I'm sure there's stuff that they mention from the first one and how they're going to tie certain things in. But it's been so long since I've seen Blade Runner.
See, I haven't seen the sequel yet. I've heard it's really slow, though.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I know it's long, I know that, but I'm going to give it a shot. And it's got a solid cast, too. Just because you have a solid cast doesn't mean an automatically good movie. But I'm like, with the A-list talent they got there, I'm like, okay, I'll spend $5 to rent it.
So I got a few.
I don't think. Oh, yeah, you go ahead. I'll keep thinking if I've thought of anything else. But.
So I mentioned The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Right.
It was everything you expected from a Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson movie.
But, I figured it'd be hilarious. A lot of one-liners and some outlandish shit being going on.
Oh, yeah. And before we even started, I'm like, I bet they drop at least 75 F-bombs in this. And Aaron goes, no way. And so I started counting, and they hit that in the first 30 minutes.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was a lot of action, a lot of fun. Yeah, I recommend that one. And then, Matt, this is right up your alley. Did you see the Ice Guardian?
Oh, Ice Guardians? Ice Guardian.
Yeah.
Kelly Chase documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched. I haven't finished it yet. It's slow.
It is slow.
It takes a long time to get through it. But, yeah, no, I really like it. Really enjoy it.
Like, I've always loved the Hockey Enforcer, but hearing, like, how they started and why they were important to the team was incredible. Mm-hmm. And then them talking about, like, Sidney Crosby and how his career could possibly be totally different if he had some enforcer on the team there for him.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in the enforcer. Huge believer in the enforcer role.
And so it makes sense why
hockey's just not the same without it, to be honest with you.
It makes sense why the Penguins...
The refs try to... They impact the game too much, in my opinion, nowadays. That's because they took away the enforcer. They really did. The players policed themselves, and it made the game what it was. It made it a fast, quick, high-intense game that they didn't need the refs to be as involved because, you know, if you did some dirty-ass shit, you were going to get dealt with real quick.
I mean, could you imagine Wayne Gretzky, what his career would have been if he didn't have those guys there sticking up for him?
Oh, I know. Because you knew that if you were going to touch him, you were going to pay the price.
And that's why the Penguins went out and got Ryan Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
But many, many years too late, to be honest with
you. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely.
Because he's already had his concussion issues.
Yeah.
Which Crosby's still a great player regardless. He's had a great career. He'll go down as one of the best players ever, in my opinion. But
yeah.
What could it have been had, you know, people didn't get away with those cheap shots?
So then there was another documentary on Netflix I watched called The Long Shot. Have you heard of it?
Long Shot.
Oh, I've heard. No, yeah. What is that about?
It's about a guy that went to a Dodgers game and the next day got arrested for murder.
What?
So this guy's brother was a gangbanger. This guy was Latino. He took his daughter to a Dodgers game, and within a half an hour of the game ending, there was a murder that was tied to his brother who was in prison. And so they arrested him for it. And he's like, I was at the Dodger game. I got proof. I have my ticket stub. And it went to trial. And he was close to being found guilty until they found his attorney found out they were filming Curb Your Enthusiasm at the game. And they're like, it was a 1-in-a-million shot, but they requested the footage and HBO denied it. And so the attorney got in touch with Larry David and they sat down and watched the footage and you could see him clear as day.
Mm. Oh, nice.
But then the prosecutor said, well, he could still make it from the game at this point to the murder, and they were able to find a baseball card dealer in the parking lot that vouched for him at what time he was there and had record of a purchase he made, and he ended up getting off for it. And it was just the most fucked up story I've ever heard.
That is messed up.
Yeah, it's a 45 minute movie, so if it's still on Netflix, I'd recommend watching that.
So it's only a 45 minute movie.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's really short.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then I saw The Kingsman 2.
I heard it's not that.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it looked fun just from the trailers and stuff, but I haven't had a burning desire to check it out yet.
I mean, it's exactly like the first one. It was over the top and super violent and everything, but it was entertaining. It was worth it. We saw it in the theater, and it was worth it just to get out for a night. I mean, there's some funny parts. There's some really over-the-top storylines, but I had a lot of fun seeing it.
Yeah, it's been on my radar for a while. Just I found myself like Matt. I've been watching TV, you know, my streaming, all this other shit. But I almost got to be in the mood for certain movies and stuff now. I don't know if I'm just getting old, lame, or what. But generally, I'd see like, oh, release, art, boom, rent it, not even think about it. Now I'm like, I'm really getting picky with my time and money.
Yeah.
Do I want to spend?
Picky with my time and my money.
Right. Well, it's like Big Worm said in Friday. Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
See, and with kids, I mean, if we're going to watch a movie on Friday night, it's one of their movies. And then by the time it's done and we put them in bed, it's like, well, let's just watch a TV show because half an hour. Yeah. So I did watch the first season and a half of Last Chance U. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I watched both seasons. The first season is way better than the second one.
Yeah.
But the first season of that show is really good.
Well, and it's a really good show. I got halfway through the first season, and then I looked up the players to see what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowing that the backup running back from the first season, who becomes the running back in the second season, he's in prison right now for murder.
He's in prison right now? That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Dude had a temper. He had attitude with the coaches, and you just knew that's the reason why he was in JUCO and whatnot.
Yeah.
His talent was too immense to not be a big-time player.
Oh, yeah. And it's sad to see these talented kids and the problems they have and how it keeps them from ever really achieving anything with it. Like the Auburn receiver this year, he was the quarterback there the first season, and he's been to, what, like four different schools to try to play?
Mm-hmm.
But he's had issues everywhere.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But then again, some kids do get it together. I think that Ronald Ali kid is doing all right wherever he is.
He was the one that didn't want to go to Southeast Missouri.
He ended up at Southeast Missouri?
No, but that's who was recruiting him, and he didn't want to go there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
He ended up going somewhere in Alabama with one of the other defensive guys.
Yeah.
But
Last Chance U, is that on Netflix?
It's really good.
Watch it for the first season for the last game.
Okay.
Let's see. I would highly recommend, Punisher. I finally got through that. That was really, really good.
It was so good.
Yep. And actually, one of my favorite shows I've watched recently on Netflix is Ozark.
Yes.
Don't know if you guys watch Ozark. Incredible show.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Loved it. It's like one of those shows where you're like, I wish I could forget I watched it so I could just watch it again.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it got compared to Breaking Bad a lot, and that was the same way I felt after watching Breaking Bad.
Like, those are the kind of shows I'm like, I can't wait till my kids are old enough to watch good TV and good movies so I can say, you get to watch this, and I'll watch it with you, you know, so I can try to, you know, re-explore it, but, you know, many, many years down the line. So, let's see. Oh, I watched Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. I watched that recently.
That's probably better than a lot of stuff.
Not exactly a new release, but that's good.
No, it's not a new release at all, but guess what? That movie holds up to the test of time, sir.
Yep.
And it's better than a lot of movies.
I love me some Indiana Jones Last Crusade. My favorite of the series, to be honest with you.
And nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going
to run through the weekend's upon us. I'm sure I'll have something new to talk about next time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to run through the kid movies we've watched, so you can only talk about Trolls so much.
Very true.
Well, the kids can't watch it, but I still... That found footage movie, Troll Hunter, who, you know, Joe used to joke about. That movie's it's really not that bad. I kid you not.
Really?
It's not. I mean, it's a you know, foreign film, so it's all, you know, dubbed, you know, whatever. But I'm like, when I watched it the first time, I'm like, this is really not bad.
Yeah, I've seen worse.
When you see, you're like, yeah. I mean, I kid. Trust me, I have seen way worse. But this is really it's actually okay.
All
right. Like, I mean, sucks. I wouldn't spend, money per se. But
is it still on Netflix?
When I watched it, it was on, maybe it was HBO or Showtime. But I'm sure it's, I wouldn't be surprised if it was on Netflix or
it was on there at
cheap
one point.
To rent. You said it was on there?
Yeah, at one point it was on there.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I was surprised. I'm like, this movie's really not bad. Joe wasn't kidding. I'm like, all right, not bad.
Did either of you guys watch Bright? On Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
I had to rewatch it because I watched it and I lost interest in it. And I kept playing in the background and I never restarted it. It wasn't... It wasn't what I was hoping. We'll say that.
It got a whole bunch of hate, like, you know, big time. And now, granted, it's just kind of one of those like what the fuck did I just watch kind of thing. But I mean, it was okay. Like, all right, I'm not gonna watch it again. But the fact they're making a sequel, I'm kind of like, all right, more power to you, bro.
I saw the initial preview and I really wanted to see it, but I just hadn't gotten around to it. And then I started hearing all the bad stuff about it. So I'll probably still give it a chance.
Oh yeah. I mean, don't listen to, you know, us or any other critics. It's like anything else. You got to judge for yourself. It's got some okay parts, but otherwise it's just, I'm like, what? I don't get it. It was like entertaining, but after I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I'm watching.
Yeah.
I know it kind of sounds like I'm contradicting myself. Like, okay, it entertained me, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't understand what the hell's going on here either.
All right. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, you're not spending any extra money. So, yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
If you're really bored, you can watch Bright.
So going forward, everything's going to be on nerdcast.com. It's nyrdcast.com. Everything that was on Pop Culture Abstract has been moved over, and the names have been changed on some of them. I'm going back and putting all the old Nerdcast podcasts up on the new host. Going forward, any new podcast I'm going to set up individual feeds for, but I'll also have one feed where you can get everything that we do. You can find us on social media on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much any social media site at Nerdcast, NYRDCAST.
The intro music was Social Damage by the band The Euclids.
This week's featured song is Rain by the Sun Pilots.
Outside every time.